There is one thing, well, not one thing, but two things in our life that is very hard to understand. And one of those things is to love. What is to love? Who can tell me what it means to love? Okay, Ramon, let's see.
To have kindness and be nice to everyone.
To be kind is to be nice to somebody else. What else is love? Yes. Here, take it.
It's where you have this feeling for somebody.
Is your feeling?
Like feeling, yeah.
It's a feeling that sometimes even you cannot understand what's going on. Am I right? And you have that feeling. What else? Yes. Let me go over here.
Love is what God gave to us.
Love is what God gave to us. How did you know that God is giving to you?
If he made everyone, then he would truly love us.
Because you love everyone. You truly love it. Yes. Let's see. How do you know that God loves you?
God is love.
God is love. Okay. Yes. You can take it.
He gave his life for us.
He gave his life for us. It is right to give your life for somebody else. If you have to choose to whom you're going to give your life, how you give up your life, for which person? Huh? It's too hard. Yes, it's too hard. Why is too hard? It is hard, yes. Now, the second thing is what is hate? Oh, I got more hands up. Okay, what is hate? Yes.
The devil likes.
The devil's like, okay, what else is hate?
Hate is not what God gave us.
Hate is not what God gave us. Yes. Let's go with a teacher over here now. You can take it, please.
The absence of love?
The absence of love. Yeah, well said. But how do you know there is the absence of love? When you hate someone, what do you feel? What do you feel?
Anger.
Anger. When you love someone, what do you feel?
Love.
Love. It is hard to sleep. Yes. But you know what? When you love someone, you have this feeling that you cannot understand, okay? And what these feelings make you to do is to do some kind of nice things. Am I right? Okay. When you hate someone, that's a kind of feelings that you have inside. You know? And the way how to respond to that feelings is to, with angry, because it's something that God doesn't give it to you. And you don't know how to express because you are frustrated. And we don't know frustration. And then because we don't know frustration, we act with angriness. We can act with angriness, or we can act about, I don't care. You know that song, I don't care. Na, na, na. Yeah, yes. And that's what most of the times it happened to us. What did you love the best at your home? Okay. Your parents. Sorry, I turned it off. Your parents. That's good. What about you?
My sister.
Your sister.
My grandparents.
Your grandparents. Why your grandparents? What is the difference between your grandparents and your parents?
Because parents and grandparents are the most popular in our family.
They are the most popular, okay. Why your sisters?
Because she's the only one I can play with every day after school.
Because she can show you kindness every day after school. And that is good. However, what happened if your sister say no? You get upset, no? You get angry. Yeah? Yeah.
I'd be sad,
okay?
But even though my sister doesn't want to play with me, I could play by myself too.
Okay, but you get sad. You get sad. Yes. And that is what it is. Now, that's your sister. And there are some times it's very hard to say, oh, I love my parents. It's very hard to say, I love my parents. And your age. Why in your age sometimes it's very hard to say, oh, I love my parents? Because, Father, because they made us to wake up every early in the morning to go to school. Am I right? Do you want to keep sleeping or you want to come to school? Some of you come to school, some of you not. Okay, well, Father, I don't love my parents because they make me to take the garbage out of the house. And you know how smelling the garbage can be. Am I right? I don't love my parents because they make me to fix my room. They make me to pick all these dirty clothes or my toys. Am I right? Father, I don't love my parents because they are separated. They are divorced. And I don't know where to go. Father, I hate my parents because I like to put these things over here and they want me to move to someplace else. And it's easy for me to put one thing here because I can come and go that if I have to go to someplace else and pick it up and go. Those are things. But do we can look behind what it is about what you hate? The opposite of what you hate. Why I cannot love my teacher when he told me that I have to read in church and I don't feel good reading in church? And feel sometimes you feel bad. Why I have to be doing this in the school when I know that my classmate, she or he doesn't like me? And those are the moments that we have to talk about what is love. And the first things that we learn when we go to society, means outside of our home, is hate. No love. Because love is where you feel comfortable. Love sometimes is you believe that is everything that you can do whenever you want to do and anytime you want to do and in the way that you want to do. However, do you think that Jesus wants to give his life for all of us? Honestly, as a human being, as a you. Do you think?
Yes, because he created us.
Yes, because he created us. Am I a human being? I will say no. I understand that he created us and he loved us. But will you give your life for all the whole school? You think about it. You know? Do you give your life for somebody that you don't like it? No. Why?
Because they hate you.
Because they hate you. There we go. That's what I say. From the human perspective, Jesus or myself, if I'm Jesus, I don't gonna give up my life for those who hate me. In this human time. Because we are focused in that. It's what is hate. But sometimes we don't focus on that message that Jesus gave us. And the greatest commandment that it was given even before Jesus. It was given for our creation to love one another and to love God with all your heart and with all your strength, with all your understanding. How can I understand God? That's one of the biggest questions. How can I understand God when I don't see it, when I don't feel it? And I say, come with me. Here. This is God. This is God. And probably you will laugh. Probably will say, you know. That's it. Come with me. This is God. And what is the difference between that God and this God? What is the difference? Let's see you.
One's shorter and one's taller.
One shorter, one's taller. Yeah.
And one is an adult and one is a child.
One is an adult and there is another child. You know what? Between this God and this God, for me, there are no difference. There are no difference. Because she was created in God. She was created in love. She is the one that I have to love her with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my understanding. I have to love her too. Thank you. Why? Why? Why I have to love her and I have to love her? Because it's a creation of God, and they gave me the opportunity to see God reflecting in themselves. I can easily say, I don't love her because I don't know her. I can easily say, I don't love her because I don't know her. But Jesus didn't know everyone. Because sometimes we ask the question, well, that wasn't the time of Jesus. So Jesus only knew the Israelites, the Pharisees, but what about the people in the United States, the people in Latin America? Did Jesus love those people? Yes, even though he didn't know them. And that's what we have to look for, the differences between hate and love. And when we're gonna do something against someone, we can ask, do I'm doing this in love of Doran doing this because what he did or she said hurts me. And that's the same with mom and dad. And that's the same with the teacher. And Jesus went everywhere to teach, to tell the people what to do. He loved it, even those who doesn't want to follow what he said. But he always was there. And that's why when we grew up, we feel sometimes like, I know everything. So I'm powerful because I know more than you. And because I'm an adult and I'm a child. And that's why we see that kind of God in a different way. But it's the same. The same baby Jesus that we celebrated on Christmas Eve is the same Jesus that we're going to be celebrating in Easter. It's the same Jesus. And the person in Jesus' change depends on us. Not depends on him. Because your parents, your teachers, they are the ones who teach you, and they are who go and walk with you. Even when you become an adult like me, you can come back to them, and they will help you. They will embrace you. They will love you in the same way that Jesus is. So that's what it is. That's what he said, well done. Well say, because you are close to the kingdom of heaven. That's who we are. And overall, even if I don't understand you, even I don't care for you, you know, I need to love you. Because what I want for you is to be the best of yourself. And that's what God wants us. He wants to be the best of ourselves. Since creation. So that's what we have to keep it in mind. When they said to love one another, is to think about not what you're going to receive from them, but also what can you give to them in the same way.